For 40 years, the people of the province of Nova Scotia, Canada, have sent a Christmas tree to the people of the city of Boston, Massachusetts. This year, the tree is a 45-foot-tall white spruce and was donated by Ken and Donna Spinney of Central Argyle. Lowered by crane onto a flatbed truck, the tree traveled by ferry across the Bay of Fundy. It then passed through New Brunswick and into the U.S., down Interstate 95 to Boston. With a police escort, the tree arrived on Boston Commons, where it now stands. This gesture of international goodwill is an annual expression of thanks that began in 1971, but actually has its roots much earlier, on a fateful morning in 1917. World War I was still being fought, and Halifax, Nova Scotia was a major port supplying the war effort in Europe. On the morning of December 6, 1917, the port of Halifax was filled with ships from the U.S., Canadian, and British navies, as well as all types of cargo ships and barges. A little after 7:30 a.m. that morning, the French ship Mont Blanc entered the harbor, while at the same time, the Norwegian ship Emo weighed anchor in the harbor's Bedford Basin, anxious to leave en route to New York City for relief supplies. Unbeknownst to anyone but the ship's captain, pilot, and crew, the Mont Blanc was carrying 3,000 tons of explosives, TNT, picric acid, and benzol, destined for the war effort. The Mont Blanc and the Emo met that morning in the Halifax Narrows, but the Emo was on the wrong side of the channel, and the two began to maneuver to avoid each other. Unfortunately, by multiple errors, the two collided at approximately 8:45 a.m. The force of the impact and the sparks generated by the grinding of metal against metal ignited the benzol stored on the foredeck of the Mont Blanc, and a raging fire ensued. Knowing what they knew, the captain and crew of the Mont Blanc abandoned their ship, which then drifted, in flames, towards the docks. The initial collision and fire drew a lot of attention. The entire Halifax Fire Department raced towards the scene, while residents and even schoolchildren flocked to the shores to watch. At approximately 9:04 a.m. that morning, the Mont Blanc exploded in what would prove to be a man-made explosion, second only later to the dropping of the atomic bomb. Every building within a half-mile radius was destroyed, and those within a one-mile radius were rendered uninhabitable. The shockwave was felt for over 75 miles, and the explosion was heard as far as 225 miles away. More than 1,500 people were killed near instantly. 9,000 more were injured by the blast or by falling buildings and shards of glass. Within minutes after the blast, a tsunami wave swept into the town and back out again, taking many who had been blown down by the blast with it. This was a disaster of monumental proportions, overwhelming in its aftermath.
Back in December, back in 17, there was a blast like they have never seen. Back in December, back in 17, Halifax Harbor was the scene. The Mont Blanc and Emo, they did collide. Thousands of people were injured.
Medical staff aboard U.S. naval ships in the harbor that morning were part of the initial medical response. Several more ships that had just left the harbor returned, and other U.S. Navy ships en route from Europe to the U.S. diverted to Halifax to assist. But the best remembered American support came from the people of Massachusetts. On the first trains able to reach Halifax were nurses, doctors, surgeons, and medical supplies from Boston. And much more followed, including Harvard medical experts, social workers, and even household supplies for new homes. And therefore the significance of the wonderful gesture of an annual Christmas tree from the people of Nova Scotia to the people of Boston. In Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, I'm Scott Bliss.